Good morning. It's August 19th. It's a Tuesday. I'm Catherine Lanfer in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and I got the Emmys on my mind because this year they're getting viewers involved, and boy, is it one easy one, Catherine.
All they're asking is
for people to give up their favorite TV moments. We're talking about those iconic seconds, not the ones that have necessarily won an Emmy, but ones that have moved you in some way or another. The Television Academy is compiling a list of 40, and those are going to be made
40?
Up. I know 40, but it's going to be made up of those that people log on to their website and suggest and then vote on, and so they'll pare it down to 40. And we thought today here at The Takeaway that we'd get that list going a bit, and we're going to start with this one, Who Could Forget? That's the Beatles hitting the U.S. on the Ed Sullivan Show, and that's back in 1964. And over the decades, many stars have launched to the eyes of millions. 40 years later, perhaps the music's changed, Catherine, but the television still unites us.
The winner of American Idol 2002 is Kelly Clarkson.
Did you see that episode?
No. And don't you even begin to compare Kelly Clarkson with the Beatles.
I'm just saying that it is a moment. It is a cultural trend. Those are musical cultural trends.
Give me another
trend. There are other kinds of cultural trends we'll take. How about the independent gals from Sex and the City? They certainly broke
the mold. Someone say something not sentimental.
Chemo might have kicked me into early menopause.
Task accomplished.
You cannot believe the hot flashes. I can barely keep my clothes on.
Really? What was your excuse before the chemo?
What was her excuse before the chemo? What was her excuse? And what is our excuse, America's excuse, for an absolute obsession with crime and punishment?
How about you recognize this?
I think Law and Order. My husband's convinced it's on 24 hours a day.
It is.
On every channel.
Because my father watches. That's how I know.
And there's also been a lot of dark humor.
Courtrooms give me the willies. I had to go to court myself once a few years back.
Really? Did they get you on drugs?
No, I was already on drugs.
That was Taxi, Tony Danza, and Christopher Lloyd. And that was a super hit on television for years. And we know that television has given us chuckles and greater understandings of things and even some, I don't know how we shall we put this, stunned silence. Let's take Tom Cruise on Oprah's couch.
Oh,
we've
no.
never seen you behave this way before.
I know.
Have you ever felt this way before?
Okay, when was the moment he jumped on the couch? Could you tell?
No, you couldn't tell because this is radio, but we could imagine. We are very imaginative people, not only here in the studio, but the people who are at home listening. I know they saw him.
I know.
But, and then we tacked on this last one just for, I don't know, just for fun.
What you talking about?
Okay, that was for to humor me. That's where the producers put it on. But hey, you know what? You don't have to let us have the final say. We want to hear some of your favorite TV moments. We want you to call in and tell us what should be on the Takeaway's top list of memorable television moments. Not shows, but moments that really stood out. 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can write us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
Hey, what you talking about?
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.